On today's podcast, we are going to be talking about one photo that has one of the darkest backstories to ever exist. So this photo was taken in 1961 on November 16th, and we see an 11-year-old girl stranded in the middle of the sea. And her name was Terry Jo Duprol. And she was stranded in the middle of the ocean for 4 days with no food or water until a nearby cargo ship found her and saved her. And right when the cargo ship saved her and brought her onto the ship, she collapsed from having heart failure. But this story gets even darker.
So how did the girl even get in the middle of the ocean?
Okay, so just 3 days before they found Terry Jo Duprol, they actually found another man stranded in the middle of the ocean on a dinghy. And this man was yelling for help. He was in such distress. So the cargo ship stopped and saw the man and helped him onto the ship. And the man introduced himself as Julian Harvey, and he said that he's the captain of the Bluebell ship, and he told everyone that his ship sank due to a violent sea storm, and he explained how he's the only survivor on the ship and everyone else died at sea. So 3 days later, the same cargo ship that saved Julian Harvey ended up saving Terry Jo Duprol and brought her onto the ship. And right when Julian Harvey found out that Terry Jo Duprol was on the ship alive, the next day he was found dead in his room.
Wait, what? Did someone kill him?
So all the authorities and Coast Guards are trying to figure out who this Terry Jo Duprol girl is, because all they know is that this little girl is found in the middle of the ocean. But time was moving so fast, Terry Jo was dying, and they knew that she was dying. So they started trying to perform CPR and do any kind of life support they could to help her. And luckily, they were able to bring Terry Jo Duprol back to life. So they started asking Terry Jo, like, what happened? Who are you? And how did you get here? And Terry Jo was slowly starting to come to and starting to remember how she got here and started telling her story. So Terry Jo's story starts November 12th at night, and her family's about to go on a cruise. So her dad hires a captain to sail the ship, and the captain brings his wife with them. So while they're at sea, Terry Jo's brother starts yelling for help and calling for their dad. And Terry Jo's like, what's going on? So Terry Jo hears all this yelling for help, and then all of a sudden it just stops and the whole boat is just silent. So Terry Jo decides to get up from her bed and leave her room to go look at what's going on. And she walks into the kitchen, and all of a sudden she sees her mom and her brother dead on the ground.
Wait, what?
So Terry Jo, in shock, tries to go find her dad. So as she tries to climb the ladder to go to the main deck of the ship, all of a sudden the captain of the boat says, no, go down, go to your room. And it ends up being the captain is Julian Harvey. So Terry Jo goes back down to her room and sits on her bed and just sits there, closes the door and just waits. And all of a sudden she sees a bunch of water slowly seeping underneath her door, her bedroom door. And she realizes that the boat is sinking. So water keeps coming in underneath the door and her bed starts to float and rise to the ceiling. So Terry Jo starts panicking because she knows this is it. We're sinking. This is not good. And all of a sudden her bedroom door opens up and it's Julian Harvey. And he walks in with a rifle. And as he points it at her, he looks at her, puts the rifle down and just walks away and goes back up to the main part of the boat. Because at that moment, he realizes that she's going to die anyway. She's going to sink with the ship.
Wait, so why was he killing people?
So Terry Jo decides to stay in her room as the water level is rising. She's starting to panic, but she doesn't want to go up to the main part of the boat because she knows Julian Harvey's up there still. So Terry Jo realizes that if she doesn't leave at this moment, she's going to die from sinking. So she leaves her bedroom, climbs the ladder, goes up to the main part of the boat, and she sees Julian Harvey throwing a dinghy down and is about to hop in it to get away. And all Julian Harvey does is looks at her and then jumps into the water. So at this moment, Terry Jo is the only one alive on this boat, and she knows that the boat is sinking. So she's trying to find something to keep her alive. So she looks to the side of the boat and she sees this cork raft on the side. So she grabs it and then she throws it in the water, hops in it, and just uses that to support her and allows her to float in the middle of the ocean. She had no food, no water, and she was just stuck on this raft, and it took 4 days for the cargo ship to find her. But let's go back to the beginning of the story. When Julian Harvey saw that Terry Jo Duprol was still alive on the boat, he decided to unalive himself because he knew that he was going to be convicted of murder.
So why did he do it?
Oh yeah, so let's get back to that part. Okay, so Julian Harvey, till this day, no one knows exactly why he did the killing, but they have a lot of suspicions on what they think the reason was. They think he killed everyone for his wife's insurance money. But in the process of trying to kill his wife, the Duprol family saw him do it and caught him. So he decided that he better kill everyone on the boat so that there's no witnesses. So Julian Harvey had a plan to kill his wife for her insurance money, but in the process of trying to kill her, Terry Jo's parents actually caught him doing it, and he realized that he has to kill everyone on that boat so that there's no witnesses. And Julian Harvey had a previous marriage where he got his ex-wife's insurance money because she died in an automobile accident. And he also was convicted for many insurance fraud scams before this. So many believe that he did it for the insurance money.
Okay, this guy seems like a crazy, horrible person.
Yeah, he's crazy and it's horrible and it was just disaster.
I don't even get how you think to, like, they're on a boat. And he had a plan to kill his wife on this boat, but he was caught. So he just decided to kill everyone.
And the girl is still alive today.
Yeah.
Terry Jo Duprol.
Right.
And she just says that, you know, for the longest time, she never got to see her dad. She doesn't know if, like, Julian Harvey threw him off the boat or what he did.
What?
Because she never saw her dad's body. So there was times when, as she got older, that she was hoping that she would find her dad again. So she would leave her house,
oh,
try to go find him, and she never did.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. But, you know, she's one of the strongest 11-year-old survivors to memorize what exactly happened and was able to have justice for her family.
That's insane.
Well, on that note, guys, welcome to Just the Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today, we are doing a podcast. Woo! If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button, hit the like button, and also comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you guys saw throughout this video, we are taking your suggestions from last week, and we're talking about it this week. So let's continue into the podcast on a lighter note.
Versus. So this week for Versus, we are doing breakfast.
Ooh, breakfast items. All right. I honestly think as much as I try to avoid eating breakfast because I feel like it makes me bloated.
Yeah.
I love breakfast food. I'll have breakfast food for dinner.
Oh, I think a lot of people do that. I have cereal for dinner sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Egg McMuffin versus McGriddle.
Egg McMuffin versus McGriddle. Okay. This one is a little easy for me and I'll explain why.
Okay.
McGriddle every day, every moment, all the time. McGriddle all the time. It's a pancake with syrup in the middle. And it's just good. It has all the parts of a breakfast that makes it a wonderful experience. You got the egg. You got the pancake. You got the syrup. And you got the bacon. And you got the cheese. Name something better than that for breakfast? I don't think you can. Now, McMuffin. Sure, it has a lot of those things that I just named. But yeah, it doesn't have
the sweet.
Right. It doesn't have the sweet. Right. But it also has this dry bread on top. It is dry as can be.
This is what you got to do. Whenever you go to McDonald's for breakfast, you could always ask, and sometimes they'll give it to you automatically. They'll always give you a little butter thing.
Now,
you butter the muffins.
Right. And that's not how you order it, though. You got to put the butter on yourself. They don't do it for you.
They give you the choice.
Do they butter it for you?
No, they give you the choice if you want to butter it yourself or not.
Right. Yeah. Which is baloney. I want something ready to eat. I go through that fast food place to get my meal, open that wrapper while I'm driving, and eat it. Not go home and prepare it. You know what I mean? McGriddle.
I'm going McMuffin.
Fine.
Okay. I just think the McMuffin, like the McGriddle is good.
Yeah.
It's a little too sweet sometimes.
So be it.
Okay.
Comment if you guys agree with us, whoever you agree with. I think McGriddle's better.
Okay. McDonald's Big Breakfast.
Okay.
Versus a Jack in the Box Big Breakfast.
I couldn't tell you what's in the Jack in the Box Big Breakfast.
What?
Is it? Oh,
it's the mini pancakes.
Oh,
you know, like, yeah.
McDonald's breakfast.
Why?
McDonald's pancakes are way better than Jack in the Box pancake.
I can see that. But both are very good.
Sure. One's better.
Okay. McDonald's hash browns, iconic hash browns versus Chick-fil-A hash browns. They have like the little circles.
McDonald's hash browns.
Yeah, I would go McDonald's too.
Yeah. As much as I think Chick-fil-A hash browns are great.
Yeah.
Not like McDonald's.
McDonald's hash browns, I think, are probably some of the best fast food hash browns.
My advice to Chick-fil-A would be this. Have an option to get one big circle hash brown.
Ah.
Try it out. See how it does.
You know whose hash browns are actually good, though?
Like, who?
I think it's like on par with McDonald's, if not better.
What?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
They have a good hash brown.
Theirs does seem a lot more oily than McDonald's, though. As crazy as that sounds.
I don't know.
Dude, Jack in the Box hash browns are way more oily than McDonald's.
Oh, no.
It is. It is.
Okay, Chick-fil-A biscuit sandwich, the chicken biscuit sandwich.
Okay.
Versus the Taco Bell Crunchwrap, breakfast Crunchwrap.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
What do you mean you don't know?
Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going Taco Bell all day.
I wasn't expecting that.
Taco Bell all day. Move on. Drop the mic. Taco Bell is better.
Okay, the Carl's Jr. breakfast burger versus the Burger King croissant breakfast sandwich.
Burger King, right when you said that, triggering. Oh, Burger King's out.
So Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Okay.
Just like that.
Okay, I guess I know the answer to this one. Chick-fil-A chicken minis versus Burger King French toast sticks.
Ooh. I'm joking. No. Chick-fil-A minis all day.
Okay, but moving on to, okay, the next now.
Okay.
I know a lot of people eat donuts for breakfast, so I threw some Krispy Kreme donut flavors in here.
Okay.
So, original glaze versus the maple bar.
Maple bar.
Easy like that?
Are you talking about Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough, actually. Glazed. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Original glazed. Mm. Original glazed is better than maple bar all day.
All day.
You could eat way more glazed than you can.
Right, but is that necessarily a good thing?
Yeah, because it's so good. It's so small. You know, it's like you control your portion, right? Maple bar, you want to commit to eating one, you could feel really crummy after.
You know, 3.5 glaze is probably the same size as a maple bar.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. I just think that original glaze is what Krispy Kreme is known for. So that's why you should get it.
Okay. Chocolate glazed versus old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
Not even, like, it's so easy for you. Old fashioned.
Yeah,
for
because
sure.
I think for some reason, I don't know why. Chocolate on donuts really bothers me.
What?
Yeah, I don't like it.
But maple and stuff is fine?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Have you ever seen me eat a chocolate glazed donut?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I don't like it.
That's crazy.
I don't know what it is. It's just like, I think the combination of chocolate mixed with the glaze flavoring, it just doesn't work for me.
Okay, so for this last one, it's two flavors I thought you wouldn't like, okay? It's a regular Krispy Kreme donut, no glaze or anything. It's just got the sugar on it.
Okay.
Versus a raspberry filled.
Okay. Now, there's only one place that I like fruit filling donuts from. Or there's a couple.
Okay.
Okay, Leia's uncle gets us the best fruit filling donuts. There's like peach and strawberry.
Those are good, yeah.
Right? Like, I really enjoy those.
What is it, like Mr. Donut Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Donut Man or something.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Right.
It is like good. I always like love it when he gets it, right?
Yeah, the fruit's like legit.
Yeah. But for me, when you go to like a regular donut shop and it just looks like they injected some like jam in the middle, right? I feel like I would rather have a glazed donut.
But it's not glazed. The other option is not glazed.
Sugar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do the sugar one.
Gosh. Okay. It's kind of crazy, but my favorite are the fruit filled.
Like the jam, the
like,
jelly
like
jam.
Like the raspberry, like, or like the lemon.
Ooh, the lemon one I can't do for sure.
What?
For sure.
The
for
lemon?
Sure. Yes.
Dude, the lemon is so good.
Okay.
What about custard?
Sure. I can do custard.
Yeah, because custard's not fruit.
Anyways.
Well, okay, whatever. Thank you for watching Versus. Okay, so moving on from Versus, it's time for the scary story. Scary story time.
Scary story time. Dude, honestly? Some of these stories, like I say this, but I really mean this. The other night, I had a really bad dream.
Oh, you think it's from the story?
I think it is. I think because maybe
is your story giving you nightmares?
I think you're pretty cute, huh?
I don't think I'm cute. I thought it was funny.
Okay, well, never mind.
Where did cute come from? Do you think I'm cute?
Shut up.
You said that?
Shut up. Go tell your story, little story boy.
So this is why you should never watch old videotapes at your parents' house.
Why wouldn't you want to watch them?
So there was this kid named Josh, and he was just a normal 10-year-old kid who had a best friend named Tommy. And every day after school, they would hang out and play together. But one day, Tommy didn't show up to school. And Josh found out that Tommy's parents actually reported Tommy missing because he didn't make it home one night. So then they sent out a search team to try to find Tommy, and nobody knew where he was. But then a week later, another kid went missing, and then another kid after that. So at this point, Josh's dad, who was a night janitor, told him that you cannot go out of the house past 6. You always need to be home at 6 because someone could take you. And Josh always listened to his dad, especially after they lost his mom when he was only 3.
So nobody can find these kids that went missing.
Yeah, and it remained one of the biggest mysteries in this town. But what's weird is 10 years later, when Josh has grown up, he's now 20, and he's cleaning out the attic with his dad, and he finds a box that says memories on it, and they're old like VHS tapes. And Josh asked his dad, like, are these tapes when mom was alive? Like, are they like when I was a kid? And his dad said, those tapes are broken, we're never gonna watch them, and we're never gonna try to watch them. But Josh knew that his dad really missed his mom, so he probably just didn't want to be reminded of the mom. But on the next day, police reports come out saying that another kid went missing after 10 years of no kids going missing. And Josh actually knew the family of the kid that went missing, so he decided to call the parents and see how they're doing and if there's anything he can do to help. And he started talking to the mom, and the mom was just devastated. She was crying. She just lost her kid. But Josh felt bad, but he didn't really understand because he's never lost a kid before. But this also really made him miss his mom. So what he decided to do is just go up in the attic and look at the memories box. And even though his dad told him to not watch him, he decided to just try and watch him because he missed his mom. So he decided to take one of the tapes out and put it in the TV, and all that came up on the screen was a name, Jacob. And then he saw his dad on the screen, but someone was also behind his dad sitting in a chair with a bag over their head.
Wait, what?
Yeah, but as he kept watching, he noticed it wasn't just a regular person, it was a kid. And after he watched a little more, he knew exactly what was going on, but he didn't want to believe it yet. So he started putting in all the tapes, and every tape had a different name. There was Charlie, Sarah, Andrew, a bunch of these different names, but he all remembered the names from his childhood. And finally, after going through a lot of the tapes, there was only two tapes left, and he put one in, and the name that popped up was Tommy. And at this point, Josh is in such disbelief, so he decides to just put the last tape in and see what it was, and the last tape was titled Mommy. So now Josh is going crazy because he now knows what his father did to his mom.
Okay, so all this time, Josh's dad, he's been the killer, and he's been killing all these kids and, like, killing his mom.
Yeah, so Josh decides to go to his dad's bedroom and put a bag over his head and knock him out. And all that happens is his dad wakes up in a shed in front of a camera, and Josh says, now it's your turn.
So Josh gets revenge, and then someone finds that tape. Then.
Yeah.
So then Josh goes to jail and gets caught.
Yeah, so that's how they caught this whole story.
I wonder what Josh's punishment ended up being, because, like, technically, no, it's still bad.
He killed a serial killer that killed, like, a bunch of kids.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable. Yeah. I did not see the dad being the problem.
He's telling him to come home at 6 every night. Yeah. But it's just so he could go out.
Oh, and you said that he was a night janitor.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Night janitor. And he's just going out and taking kids, pretty much.
That's like one of the darkest stories I've ever heard.
It's a pretty sad one. Okay, so moving on from that, we're going into Whose Side Are You On?
And just a disclaimer, Leia is still the host of Whose Side Are You On? It's just that Leia's been busy. She's been working 5 days a week. And Daniel is now filling in temporarily. Yeah. Until Leia can, we find the right time where we're filming on a day where Leia's free.
Okay, so am I wrong for telling one of my classmates that they are the dumbest person alive?
Well, it depends on what they did.
So my classmate recently made a TikTok and she showed a group of people at lunchtime. They were next to our table, so I overheard the girl say, "Hey, look at my TikTok I made. Come check it out." And in it, she explains how she rescued a goldfish from the pet store and released them into the ocean so they can live free. I was horrified upon hearing this. I love fish and have several aquariums, so I'm fairly knowledgeable on them. I walk over and I asked her to show me the video and I immediately facepalm. She asked me why and I said, "You realize you're actually stupid, right? This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen." And then her friend said, "Well, that's just rude. Why would you say that? Because she cares?" To which I had to explain that goldfish are freshwater fish. They can't survive in the ocean because it's salt water. So all of those goldfish were dead in minutes. They basically choked to death as salt filled their gills. Lastly, you never release animals into the wild. They are goldfish that are destroying our rivers and lakes because of dumb people like her. They said that I'm a bully and they walked away from me. I later got called into the principal's office, who told me I was expected to apologize, and I said no, I stand by what I said. My parents were called over and I got sent home from school, and my parents are pissed that I refused to apologize, and now I might get suspended. Am I wrong for calling her dumb?
No, you are not wrong.
That is crazy.
It's funny how, like, people are so uneducated and they think they're right and yet they're so wrong.
But it's so bad that the principal and her parents, it's bad that her parents are not on her side. She was just standing up for the animals, like the fish.
Yeah.
This girl is proud that she killed fish.
She's just stupid. Case closed. It's just stupid. Comment if you guys agree. I think this is really ridiculous to, like, how does she think that she, like, she should not even question herself. It's like, you're not wrong. People are just stupid.
Yeah, don't you worry. You're not stupid. They're stupid.
They're stupid.
They're wrong.
They're wrong. They got to go get educated on some fish.
Okay, so moving on to the next topic. This is something that I learned that happened this year that is just one of the most mind-boggling things I've ever heard. So as of this year, one man named Andre Ortolf has now set the world record for the fastest way to drink a Capri Sun. And he drank it in 10.41 seconds. But you have to watch the way he did it.
I feel like this is going to be totally doable to beat.
But look how he does it. He does it, like, immediately.
Yeah, I guess he did do that pretty quick. He got it, the straw out fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is just going ham.
Wow, that did look really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm going to try to beat it.
Get out of here. You're going to do that right
I'm
now?
I'm going to do
you're
it.
You're going to beat that right now?
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to time me, but the time starts once I rip the straw out.
Okay.
So you should count me down.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
No! Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that's hard.
Gosh, I thought for a second you were going to do it.
I thought I was going to do it.
Ah, you missed it by 2 seconds. We'll try again another time.
Dude, I thought I was going to do it.
Maybe you'll improve.
I was feeling good.
Dude, that is actually incredible that he did that fast.
Yeah, 10.41 is actually pretty crazy. But there's also another fact that I learned this week. And this was something that I questioned for a really long time. I just really never had the guts to question it.
Well, I'm glad you have whatever it is, the guts now. To question it.
So literally nobody questions why we name the highways the way we do.
So highway names actually have a meaning behind it.
Yeah, so if you look at all the highways that are across the US, they have numbered names, right? You have like the 10, the 15, the 25, and it looks like they just named them randomly, but it's actually not random at all. Because when you look at all the highways and you're driving on a highway that ends in a zero, so like the 10, the 20, the 40, anything with a zero at the end always means you're on a highway that travels east to west and west to east. So you're always going horizontal. But when you're driving on a highway that ends in a 5, so like the 15, the 75, anything with a 5 at the end, that means that highway is always traveling north to south and south to north. So you're always traveling vertically when you're on a highway that ends in a 5.
I mean, I honestly just thought they threw random numbers on highways. I didn't know there's a meaning behind it.
That's what I thought too.
That is unbelievable.
But there's actually meaning.
I feel really stupid right now.
I don't feel stupid because, like, who's gonna know that?
You're right. I take that back. I guess a lot of people probably don't know that.
You see all these highways, but you never understand why it's numbered like that.
Yeah, that's a good reminder though. If you're ever going the wrong direction, it's good to pay attention to the numbers.
I think, like, Route 66 and, like, stuff like that, with it's like when it ends like a weird number,
yeah,
it's just connecting two of the other highways.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
So whenever you're looking on a highway and you're wondering which way you're going, that's a good thing if you're lost.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're on a highway that ends in a zero, you're always going east and west.
Right.
And if you're on a highway that ends in a 5, you're going south and north.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point.
Yeah. So if you're ever lost on the highways, you know which way you're going.
It could save lives.
Yeah.
Okay. So now moving on, I want to tell you a crazy story that was told to me in the first grade. I believe it's an urban legend. Some say this is actually based on a real life story.
So it's probably real.
So do you know the dark story about the girl who would wear a green ribbon around her neck?
No.
So the story starts out with this girl named Jenny, and she's just like a normal kid. But the only thing that's different about her is that she would wear this green ribbon around her neck always. So years would go by and she would continue to wear this green ribbon, and she finally made it to high school and she's still wearing the green ribbon, and she meets this classmate named Alfred, and Alfred has a huge crush on Jenny, and Jenny also has a huge crush on Alfred.
Why does she wear the ribbon every day?
So Alfred would ask her, yeah, why do you wear this green ribbon so much? And Jenny would tell him that I can't tell you. But Alfred would not take that as an answer. So he would keep asking, like, why do you wear this? And then she just says, it's not important.
That's a little weird.
So 10 years go by and Jenny and Alfred get married. And Alfred tells Jenny after they get married, like, hey, now that we're married, you have to tell me why you wear the green ribbon. And Jenny tells him, no, you have to wait. When the time comes, I'll tell you.
Dude, I'm so confused. I want to know why she wears the ribbon.
So years go by now and Alfred and Jenny are old. And Jenny's actually really sick. And the doctor told Jenny that you're dying. So Jenny, in her really weak voice, calls over to Alfred, like, Alfred, come here. I want to tell you why I've been wearing this green ribbon all my life. So Jenny tells Alfred, untie the ribbon. You're going to realize why I could never tell you why I wear the green ribbon. So Alfred slowly starts to untie the ribbon from Jenny's neck. And all of a sudden, Alfred hears this really loud thud on the ground. And it turns out that Jenny's head fell on the floor.
Hang on, so the ribbon was keeping her head on?
Yeah.
Bro, they told you this in first grade?
Yeah, and it, you know what? It haunted me for the rest of my life. It still bugs me. I still think about it.
Dude, that's a weird story.
Yeah, it's a really dark story. I don't know why I needed to learn that in the first grade, but I did.
That was definitely not the time to learn it.
Now, I know the last story was an urban legend.
Yeah.
Some say it's real, but this next story I'm going to tell you is 100% real, and this is exactly how it went down.
Okay.
So this is why you should always trust your parents. So back in 1990 in Florida, there was a man and his 15-year-old son who worked at a gas station together. And it's a really small town, so the son was outside the gas station cleaning up the floor, making sure it looks nice. And then all of a sudden, this crazy lady starts approaching the gas station. So the lady goes up to the son, and the son turns to his dad in the gas station, and the dad just starts saying no, like shaking his head no.
What was she asking?
The lady kept asking the son, like, can you help me? My car broke down. Can you give me a ride? I need help. And right before the son could answer the lady, all of a sudden, his dad rushed out of the gas station store, started yelling at the lady, get out of here. You're like, you don't belong here. We don't want you here. The lady then was super mad and started yelling at them and ran away.
Why did the dad yell at her?
So this is where the story gets really crazy. So exactly 1 year later, the dad was watching TV and he calls over his son, like, look at what's on TV. Watch what I'm watching. And they both look at the TV as they're watching the news. And all of a sudden, the same crazy lady that was at the gas station that day was now on TV. And she's being arrested. And her name was Eileen Warnos. And she was a known serial killer for killing men at gas stations, asking them for help. But it turns out that she would go kill them. And then she was given the death penalty.
Dude, what?
The dad saved his son's life.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be her next victim.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps.
Isn't that crazy? Like, you know, sometimes you're upset at your parents, but this is a good reminder, like, hey, sometimes, you know, I get it. You think you know everything.
Yeah.
Your parents
sometimes
know
mom and dad know best.
Yeah.
Dang,
so
that is crazy.
If you ever get a weird feeling, just walk the other way.
Oh, dude, that gave me chills.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's one of those things where it's a good reminder, you know, you can't trust people.
Yeah.
Even when people are in distress or asking for help, you never know what their intentions are or if it's legit.
Oh, that's so weird.
All right, guys. If you made it this far on the podcast, thank you so much for watching. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe button. We're closing in on our 100th episode. We are so grateful for you guys. It's been such a journey. Like we said, we are just the nobodies. Just, you know, you don't have to be a somebody to make a difference. We're just so thankful to be a part of this community where we can talk about, you know, whatever it may be, like comics, movies, pop culture,
yeah,
news. We're just so thankful to be in a community of people that also like those topics and to be able to collaborate with you guys, with your ideas, you explaining things to us. It's been such a blessing and we're living out our dreams and we're just so grateful for you guys. I'm sorry that I'm talking really fast. I just know that you guys don't want me talking too long on the sappy topic. So thank you. We're just so grateful for you guys. It's been such a dream of ours, and we just can't thank you guys enough. And we'll see you guys next week at 100.
At 100.
We're going to try to plan something really special for you guys and make it really cool. And so make sure you guys comment a lot of ideas for next week. What you guys want to see on the 100th episode, let us know. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok, and we'll see you guys next Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.